no matter who you are, no matter where you've been, no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome here. Here is Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill. Today is the seventh day of January. Wow, one full week in the Word. And it's been an active week. We have traveled lots of different places and met lots of new people and heard lots of stories in the Bible and starting to see some themes take place here, starting to learn some things about God and His people through His Word, and just maybe this is revealing some things about our own selves through His Word. We have been in the book of Job for the last few days. Lots of words being spoken back and forth between Job and his friends that mean well. They think they have all of the right things to say, and even when they're the right things, they can be the wrong things. And ultimately, I think they think they're helping. And sometimes when we think we're helping, we're hurting. Sometimes it's good to know when to say nothing at all and let the silence speak. But for now, we continue the dialogue between Job and his friends. And also at the end today, stick around for a little announcement. Yesterday, where we ended, Job was asking a series of questions. And he has sort of introduced this idea that he would like to hear from God himself. Like, this is between him and God, that he has lived a life of integrity, and he is maintaining that integrity. And he's doing so even when his friends mean well. They start offering these formulas and they start offering these suggestions like, okay, let's figure out what you did wrong, or let's figure out what your kids did wrong. It's all of the same platitudes and formulas and speculations sometimes that we offer in trying to figure out this timeless question of why do bad things happen to good people. So we left off with Job speaking yesterday. We continued that conversation today. Today we read Job chapters 14 through 16. And this week we are reading the Christian Standard Bible, Job chapter 14. Anyone born of woman is short of days and full of trouble. He blossoms like a flower, then withers. He flees like a shadow and does not last. Do you really take notice of one like this? Will you bring me into judgment against you? Who can produce something pure from what is impure? No one. Since a person's days are determined and the number of his months depends on you, and since you have set limits he cannot pass, look away from him and let him rest so that he can enjoy his day like a hired worker. There is hope for a tree. If it is cut down, it will sprout again, and its shoots will not die. If its roots grow old in the ground and its stump starts to die in the soil, the scent of water makes it thrive and produce twigs like a sapling. But a person dies and fades away. He breathes his last. Where is he? As water disappears from a lake, and a river becomes parched and dry, so people lie down, never to rise again. They will not wake up until the heavens are no more. They will not stir from their sleep. If only you would hide me in Sheol and conceal me until your anger passes. If only you would appoint a time for me and then remember me. When a person dies, will he come back to life? If so, I would wait all the days of my struggle until my relief comes. You would call, and I would answer you. You would long for the work of your hands, for then you would count my steps, but would not take note of my sin. My rebellion would be sealed up in a bag, and you would cover up my iniquity. But as a mountain collapses and crumbles, and a rock is dislodged from its place, as water wears away stones and torrents wash away the soil from the land, so you destroy a man's hope. You completely overpower him and he passes on. You change his appearance and send him away. If his sons receive honor, he does not know it. If they become insignificant, he is unaware of it. He feels only the pain of his own body and mourns only for himself. Then Eliphaz the Temanite replied, "Does a wise man answer with empty counsel or fill himself with a hot east wind? Should he argue with useless talk or with words that serve no good purpose? But you even undermine the fear of God and hinder meditation before him. Your iniquity teaches you what to say, and you choose the language of the crafty. Your own mouth condemns you, not I. Your own lips testify against you. Were you the first human ever born, or were you brought forth before the hills? Do you listen in on the counsel of God, or have a monopoly on wisdom? What do you know that we don't? What do you understand that is not clear to us? Both the gray-haired and the elderly are with us, older than your father. Are God's consolations not enough for you, even the words that deal gently with you? Why has your heart misled you? And why do your eyes flash as you turn your anger against God and allow such words to leave your mouth? What is a mere human that he should be pure, or one born of a woman that he should be righteous? If God puts no trust in his holy ones, and the heavens are not pure in his sight, how much less one who is revolting and corrupt, who drinks injustice like water? Listen to me, and I will inform you. I will describe what I have seen, what the wise have declared and not concealed, that came from their ancestors, to whom alone the land was given when no foreigner passed among them. A wicked person writhes in pain all his days, throughout the number of years reserved for the ruthless. Dreadful sounds fill his ears. When he is at peace, a robber attacks him. He doesn't believe he will return from darkness. He is destined for the sword. He wanders about for food, asking, "Where is it?" He knows the day of darkness is at hand. Trouble and distress terrify him, overwhelming him like a king prepared for battle. For he has stretched out his hand against God and has arrogantly opposed the Almighty. He rushes headlong at him with his thick, studded shields. Though his face is covered with fat and his waistline bulges with it, he will dwell in ruined cities, in abandoned houses destined to become piles of rubble. He will no longer be rich. His wealth will not endure. His possessions will not increase in the land. He will not escape from the darkness. Flames will wither his shoots, and by the breath of God's mouth he will depart. Let him not put trust in worthless things being led astray. For what he gets in exchange will prove worthless. It will be accomplished before his time, and his branch will not flourish. He will be like a vine that drops its unripe grapes, and like an olive tree that sheds its blossoms. For the company of the godless will have no children, and fire will consume the tents of those who offer bribes. They conceive trouble and give birth to evil. Their womb prepares deception. Then Job answered, "I have heard many things like these. You are all miserable comforters. Is there no end to your empty words? What provokes you that you continue testifying? If you were in my place, I could also talk like you. I could string words together against you and shake my head at you. Instead, I would encourage you with my mouth, and the consolation from my lips would bring relief. If I speak, my suffering is not relieved, and if I hold back, does any of it leave me? Surely he has now exhausted me. You have devastated my entire family. You have shriveled me up. It has become a witness. My frailty rises up against me and testifies to my face. His anger tears at me and he harasses me. He gnashes his teeth at me. My enemy pierces me with his eyes. They open their mouths against me and strike my cheeks with contempt. They join themselves together against me. God hands me over to the unjust. He throws me to the wicked. I was at ease, but he shattered me. He seized me by the scruff of the neck and smashed me to pieces. He set me up as his target. His archers surround me. He pierces my kidneys without mercy and pours my bile on the ground. He breaks through my defenses again and again. He charges at me like a warrior. I have sewn sackcloth over my skin. I have buried my strength in the dust. My face has grown red with weeping and darkness covers my eyes. Although my hands are free from violence and my prayer is pure. Earth, do not cover my body. May my cry for help find no resting place. Even now, my witness is in heaven and my advocate is in the heights. My friends scoff at me as I weep before God. I wish that someone might argue for a man with God just as anyone would for a friend. For only a few years will pass before I go the way of no return. So we hear several things within this dialogue today. We hear Job feeling completely abandoned by God. And what a human emotion that is, that we maybe have all experienced at some time in our lives, brings up fair questions that I don't have the answers to, that if we believe that God is good, that he is all powerful, then why does he allow for such things to happen? We have all the answers, all the platitudes. Oh, you're God's chosen. You're his favorite. Well, he doesn't give you more than you can handle. He must have known you can handle this test. Anything and everything that we can think of, we have probably said it at some point in our lives. And I think as we listen to Job, we can hear his pain speaking. An admission that if I speak it out loud, I'm going to get ridiculed. But if I keep it in, I'm going to go crazy, so to speak. I mean, this is trauma. This is trauma. And this is trauma being played out in his words. He can't eat. He can't sleep. He looks horrible. He wants to die. He feels abandoned by God. His friends are trying to comfort him with all of the wrong things. And then we have Eliphaz, who's so helpful today, letting him know there's got to be some hidden sin somewhere. Like, he can't be as integral as he claims to be. There's got to be something. And then Job just very honestly lets him know, you are a miserable comforter. And there's part of me, if I'm being really honest today, there's part of me that feels such satisfaction hearing Job call him out in that way. And then as I read through the dialogue, my heart really aches here for Job. My friends scoff at me as I weep before God. We love to have the answers for people. And sometimes we love to have the answers to smooth it all over and to hurry up and get this over with, because we are so uncomfortable with the emotions being played out in front of us, because we can be so out of tune with our own selves emotionally. And so we hear this and it brings up a lot within us. If we really meditate on it, if we really think about it, and allow ourselves just to go a little deeper within our own story. Yes, we've done this. We don't need to turn in shame. We can stay present, admit it, and learn from it. And we have to practice it. We have to live it out. We have to practice silence. That's really hard when we're noise fillers. Fill the silence with noise. Scurry about because we're so uncomfortable. And some of these lessons we learn by practice. Practice, practice, and more practice. So Jesus, we thank you for your word today. Thank you for second chances to begin again. Thank you for newness, where once we acknowledge, once your spirit reveals what it is within us that we need to hear and acknowledge, there is no shame, there is no condemnation. There is learning and growth to be had if we stay present in the awareness and we practice moving forward. Holy Spirit, guide us, help us, and we thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are the comforter of all comforters. And what a mysterious thing to have a comforter that we cannot feel physically or touch physically, but your spirit connects to our spirit to comfort us, to counsel us, to guide us, and to instruct us. I pray that we would reach for that which is already available to us in everything we do and say. We love you, we worship you, and we thank you, Holy Spirit. I pray this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, guys, as promised at the beginning, a little helpful thing to mention here today. My beloved and I, Brian, over at Daily Audio Bible, the founder, and into his 21st year of reading the Bible every single day, we sat down together to offer you a little move-in pro tip, a session. If you are new here, we have sat down over the years and figured out these are the best things that we can offer you up at the front to help you through your journey through the Bible, especially if you have never read the Bible in any capacity ever before. First of all, there's no shame. There is no condemnation for you. We are so glad that you're here, that you're changing that, and that you are allowing the Bible to speak for itself. Let me give you a little statistic. When this podcast started 21 years ago now, there was a very alarming statistic at the amount of people, the percentage of Christians who profess their faith in God and who profess the Bible as the book of their faith, that have never read the Bible and have no ongoing relationship with the Bible. 97% of Christians had never read the Bible from beginning to end and did not have an ongoing relationship with the Word. This is alarming. This is staggering, because these are also our pastors, teachers, leaders, and instructions, and they have never, let alone read the Word of God, studied the Word of God. And we as believers cling to these beliefs that we are being handed down, regurgitated information, and sometimes a lot of it's not even in the Bible. It is hearsay. It is a mixture. It is partial scripture mixed with oftentimes personal preferences. And as we are going to go through the Bible, we are going to hear that God speaks very pointed about this. It's not a variation of the truth. It's not some of the truth. It's not partial truth. It is actually deception. It is actually lies. And this is alarming. So this little piece of information I'm giving you here is meant to be staggering. I do not know that percentage currently, and I wish I had an accurate percentage of believers that still have never gone through the Bible. But I can promise you it's still alarming. It's still concerning, and it's still discouraging. With that being said, you are here and you are making a change, and you are no longer going to be a part of that percentage of believers that have never gone through the Bible. And I say, well done. So Brian and I sat down and we did a little podcast, a little episode of whatever this is, and gave you some tips on how to help you read through the Bible in this particular platform here at Daily Audio Bibles. So that's a separate podcast. You can look for that to release also today. And we hope that that helps you on your journey through the Bible. Gonna end it just right here today, because there's so much that happens at the front end of the year, and there's a lot to digest. So we'll turn the page together tomorrow. I'm Jill. I love you all, every single one of you. Until tomorrow, love one another.
Hello, this is Daughter of Silversmith, and I speak peace and mercy over every one of you. It is there, the mercy is new every morning. You only have to accept it and just let it come around you, even though some days it seems hard to. Rise above your circumstance. I'm praying for you, the loss of your friend, and being the strong one. I certainly understand about having to be the strong one and not showing emotions at times. And, you know, it seems like a valley season for me, but I'm going to dig my heels into the Bible and remind myself that in the valley is where the fruit grows. So we go to the mountaintop for the view, but we grow a fruit in the valley. I love you, chick, and I'm praying for you, and I'm sorry that you feel like you have to go through these things alone. But girl, you got me praying for you. I know Jesus loves you, and everybody else from here is praying for you. Lord Jesus, please be with rising above her circumstance. Watch over her, Father. When she feels like the burden's too heavy, I pray that she will hand it over to you. I know only you can comfort her like a Lord and Savior does. Just please be with her and give her the strength and peace and mercy for the day that she needs every morning, Father. And I pray that when we're feeling empty on a daily basis, that you will top off our tanks, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Good morning, Devsy family, and Happy New Year. It's January 5th on Monday. This is Lady of Victory, and this call is for rising above her circumstances. I need you to rise above your circumstances, sis. Yes, what you have experienced is overwhelming, but with the help of the Lord, which is what you've done now, called in and asked for prayer, you can rise above your circumstance. You also need to call EAP if your employer has an EAP, or call BetterHelp. Call someone to get the help that you need mentally because of how overwhelming what you have experienced is. As a counselor, the one line that you said is very alarming. You said, I don't know if I want to be here, or I don't know if I want to make it. And that's very alarming for a counselor. And so thank you, sis, for calling in. We will definitely be praying for you, but you need to seek some help from a therapist, and nothing is wrong with that. It's nothing weak about that. So please get the help. God, we thank you for your daughter rising above her circumstance. We ask, Father, that you would show yourself mighty and strong. to her through all of the deaths and loss that she has experienced, God. We know that you said that you would be a father and a husband and a mother to the motherless, and you'd be all those things to all, to whatever it was, whatever it is that we need. We need you to be her lifeline. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Be encouraged.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I have become a double dabber. And Jill, it's because of you. So thank you so much. But I'm calling for a woman who called in, I believe today's the 5th, January 5th. And she talked about how she is now involved in her 6th death. I missed a little bit of it. I don't know if it's a family member, a friend, somebody very close, somebody that she has very, very deep, deep ties to. So I just want to encourage you. I want to thank you for your courage and your fellowship and trusting us to come and be completely transparent in your vulnerability. And I just want to encourage you. I come beside you in prayer. I lift you up to the Lord. Just cry out to Jesus. He is there. He loves you. He wants to be there for you. You just give it all. You just nail it to the cross, my sweet sister. And give it to him. Give it to him because he loves you. And this is where he shines. This is where he shines. When you need him most, he is there for you. We are there for you. So thank you. Thank you again for sharing. Every prayer, every encouragement. I don't want to make it about me, but it touches me. It reveals something in me. And this just touched my heart, sweet sister. Because we all walk this journey at some point in our lives. In Jesus' mighty name.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible Chronological. Called in many times just to pray for people, sometimes for prayer and just to share. And I guess today I'm just sharing, just to let the people know out there that are struggling, that are going through the valley. Just know that when you're going through the valley, that is where you are washed in the Word. In the valley is where the river flows. And the river of his word will flow over you, and it will sustain you. Hold on to him. I just passed an animal that got killed on the road, and God told me that we will not be destroyed like that animal, that God will be with us. Right after that, I got behind a dog that's in the back of a truck, and the dog stays in the truck because he trusts the owner and he trusts where he's going. God's got you through all of this. And when there's delays, the truck or the stop, the dog would circle around, look out the truck to look to see if it needed to go somewhere else. But we need to stay with our Father. We need to stay in the back of the truck and trust that he's got us and he's taking us where he needs to be. He loves each and every one of you, and he has not forgotten you. No matter how hard it gets, no matter what you're losing and what's been taken from you, he has a plan in the end. I know this because he just took everything from me. And now I understand it is so that we could move, because my husband would have never moved unless we had gotten to rock bottom. God's got your plan. No matter what's going on, he's got you. Stay in the back of the truck and stay with him. He loves you.
Thank you.